This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USA. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen, 605-477-3249. John's Engineering, the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli, and today, hour number one, we're going to be learning about emergency preparedness and more. Howard Godfrey's been with us numerous times on this broadcast, and he's written a fabulous, fabulous, I would call this a manual, on emergency preparedness and more. It's a second edition. And let me just read something to you. On the back of this book, it says, watching mainstream television will encourage learned helplessness. Emergency preparedness and more is just the opposite. It will cut to the chase and save you time and money. An outstanding manual focused on preparing for your survival. How to prepare, what to prepare, and why. It's similar to years of USA Prepares broadcasts in a single volume. If you're new to preparedness and survival, reading this manual from cover to cover is your best first step. I wrote that, and it's on the back cover, and I was flattered to be asked to review this book prior to publication. Honored. Welcome, Howard Godfrey. Just me? Oh, geez. Let's see. I do not have a return from Howard Godfrey. John, are you there? Or is it just me? Well, I'm looking at the meters. Everything looks fine at my end. I don't see... the audio meters look good. The return looks good, but I do not hear Howard. I hear my own signal. Nope.
Hello?
Hey, Howard. Glad to hear you.
I hear you all the time. I can hear you fine.
Oh, great. Well, now I can hear you. So, welcome. I'm so glad you're here, and I've got your book in my hands. Over 400 pages. I've got to ask you, Howard, what was the inspiration for writing such a complete volume?
You know, all my life I've been interested in it. I was born in England during World War II, and I was raised on stories of the rationing. I can remember how when we first moved to Canada, hearing about how my mother cried when she first went into a butcher shop and saw all the meat that was available. And I was raised hearing about that as a child. My father grew up in the Depression in northern Michigan and had a really rough existence. My parents were into this and preparedness all their lives. My father's still alive, and he's in his 90s now, and he's still interested in it. But I've been raised around it all my life, so I wanted to do something that would help people and make people aware of what they could do, what they could accomplish, and what they needed to store.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned World War II England?
Yes.
Bombings?
Yes.
Daily bombings? Buildings being blown to bits? Just having shoes at the ready to jump out of bed with shoes and run out from wherever you are. Wasn't that important? I mean, just something as simple as that.
Yeah, things like that are, you know, I was a little young, so I didn't experience some of it. But at the same time, I've been taught all my life and heard about it. And yes, my mother would have to go down to the bomb shelter. She was living in Portsmouth, one of the more heavily bombed areas. And she spent night after night in the bomb shelter, and I did as a child. Although when I was 3 days old, I was evacuated from the area. They were moving children out and everything. So I've been exposed to the stories of it my whole life, my grandparents and everybody, and it really makes me aware of it, of just how nasty it can get. And, yeah, little things like having shoes by the side of your bed, having your clothes where you can find them. I put my clothes and my shoes in the same place every night so I know where they are.
Mm-hmm. So you can find them in the dark if you have to, because
yes,
the lights may not be, the power may not be there.
That's
really good points. And, you know, I've talked to my grandparents. I wish I had spent more time talking to them about the Great Depression and how awful it was and raising, you know, your own food. And people who lived in cities converted their backyards to gardens because they had to. They had to. And to survive. And so genetically, and I think we've got some of that material in us, Howard. I really believe that. You ask a question that's a little disconcerting, you know, when someone reads it for the first time. This is in your book. And the question is, will you eat a rat? What's that all about?
Well, you know, if you go back to England and you go back to World War II, and people ate cats, rats, they ate all kinds of things to survive. And you have to ask yourself the question right at the beginning, are you prepared to eat a rat? Are you prepared to do what it takes to survive? And you have to put yourself in that frame psychologically so that you will do what's required. And by asking that question now beforehand and giving it some thought, you can get that straight in your mind. If you can't get that straight in your mind, if you're not prepared to do it, why waste money on preparing?
Good point. And, you know, that brings to mind the question that I've asked some of our meetup group members. And the question is, are you prepared to shoot someone in a defensive situation? Are you prepared to take another life if you have to for your own survival? And that relates to the question you ask before you purchase a gun. And if the answer is, no, I don't think I'm willing to take someone's life, then don't get that gun. Because that gun may be, you know, you may have it loaded, and that gun may be taken from you and used on you. So that's why I've asked that question. I think this is a great question. And then you go on to say, in a real survival situation, when you're short of food, you have to eat anything and everything. A meal missed is calories you may never get back.
That's entirely correct. If you talk to prisoners who were in a prisoner of war camp or somebody who's been in a starvation situation, you will discover that the survivors were the ones who never missed a meal. When they had a chance to get food, they ate it, regardless of what it was.
And as I read through the book, I noticed something. There's an image, a picture of a 275-gallon IBC tote. Class, what this is roughly, 4 feet wide, 4 feet high, 4 feet deep. It's a plastic box. It's a cube. The dimensions are slightly different depending whether you get a 300 or a 275-gallon tote. It's got a dispensing valve on the bottom and a fill cap on the top. It's white plastic, and it's in a steel cage, and it's palletized. Howard, in your book, you say that you have them. Why do you have those?
Oh, they're great for storing water. You can let you store a lot of water in a small place. You can stack them three high if you have a availability of a forklift. Or you can put, they're light enough, you can set one on top of another when they're empty and then fill them in place. And the thing about those is you can store a lot of water in a small place, and I'm a great believer in storing water. Water is critical to our survival in every way, and most of us don't have a good alternate source unless you live in the farm or you live in the country. So it pays to have water on hand and readily available.
Mm-hmm. Howard, what I have several, I have four of these, and I have them stacked, not four. I have one stacked on another in a location where, when the grid is down or the power's out or if I have to use a generator, I can make sure that they are filled up. Let's say they are empty to start with. I can fill them up or I can have them pre-filled. And because they're stacked in a location where I have them, they are higher than the faucet. So now I have gravity feed water. So I can run a generator if I want to or use solar power, run the well pump, fill these totes over and over again, maybe once a week, and I'll have stored water. And that's a lot easier than storing electricity. So it's hard to pump water. You can run the generator for, let's say you can pump 10 gallons a minute out of a well. If you have 600 gallons of water stored, 60 minutes, you can fill that up. So you can run your generator for 60 minutes, 1 hour, and have a week's worth of water, then shut the generator off. What do you think?
No, I think that's ideal. I think a situation like that will put you in good shape. I mean, you have 600 gallons of water. If you use it conservatively, it will last you a significant period of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's say, class, you've got, let's say you've got a garage, and you stack them in the corner of your garage, and you plumb them into your household water system, and you have a ball valve to shut that off. Keep them full, and we'll talk in a minute about how to make sure that water doesn't go bad. Then you can go down to your basement where you have a faucet or a shower or a toilet, and now you've got all the conveniences of before a grid down situation, except you won't have quite the water pressure. What a great way to go. How do we come back? How do we treat that water? Do we treat that? Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two new black Berkey Elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. That's NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, it's good
yes,
to be
ma'am.
With you today.
Yes, sir. I thought I was in class again.
Yeah, we had a little bit of difficulty getting started this morning, but our technical connections are fixed and we are live. Dr. Shealy, I wanted to, before we get into energy medicine and some of these other topics that we have on the list. I met a new friend in the Springfield Village, and I invited him to call with his medical questions, and he said that he'd rather not, so that we stay on the air. And he's got an extensive vocabulary, and let me give you his. He and I chatted. Both off the air, last night on the telephone and in person. And I really like this guy. He's a wonderful man, except every once in a while a few words slip out that just wouldn't work for being on the air. So he decided that he would rather not be on the air. So let me tell you about this man and what his condition is. And I said to him that I think that you would have some wonderful advice to put him back in shape. So he's of 69 years of age, 5'10", He weighs 285 pounds. And he said for the last 21 years, he has been a type 2 diabetic. He's had some extreme stresses in his life. He has been remarried. His son was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy and died. So he's had some of life's very hard knocks, hard blows. Among some others I'm sure he's had that I don't know about. He smokes 2.5 packs of tobacco a day. He is, he's addicted, he's an Englishman, he's addicted to white bread, or he's addicted to bread for sure. He has COPD, he has an oxygen machine. He's on metformin, M-E-T-F-O-R-M-I-N, 2,000 milligrams a day. He takes that 1,000 milligrams per dose twice per day. He's on simvastatin. He was on 40 milligrams. He's now down to 20 milligrams per day. He does not have health insurance. He was just prescribed something called Invokana, I-N-V-O-K-A-N-A, 100 milligrams per day. And he uses an injectable called Levemir, L-E-V-E-M-I-R, for his diabetes. He has a rescue inhaler, which is albuterol sulfate, and he's on another inhaler for his COPD called Spiriva, S-P-I-R-I-V-A, once a day. And he says it's a capsule that he inhales. I guess there's a inhaling apparatus that goes with this capsule that he, I believe, opens up through some mechanical mechanism and then inhales it. So he was a truck driver for about 40 years, so he's been behind the wheel. I believe that being a truck driver is a pretty darn stressful job. And he's been sitting for, you know, 40 years behind the wheel. And I said that he can take control of his life. He can do certain things to improve his condition, and that you would be the guy to tell him what to do, Dr. Shealy. What do you think? And I told him, brace for it, because you're going to just tell him directly. There's going to be no dancing around this. You're going to tell him exactly what he needs to do and get ready for it, because it's, you know, it's going to be blunt. Can we come back, Dr. Shealy?
I'll do my Sagittarius stuff after the break.
But I would love to help this man. I really think he's a wonderful guy. And I think he, you know, his cigarette addiction, his addiction to white bread, he just doesn't take direction very well. He's like the rest of us. But in this case, he's going to have to take some direction. We'll be right back.
Winter has just begun. And are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. And I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. daughters. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, one other thing I need to tell you about my new friend of 69 years of age. He was hospitalized, and they were taking his taking some measurements, and they found out that his O2 saturation was in the 80s, like 85. And the doctor at the time said to my friend, 85 is pretty low. You're actually dying. And so this was a wake-up call. And this is, and I guess what we're looking at is trying to repair 40 years of a tough job, tough road, and stress. What are your thoughts, Dr. Shuley, about helping?
Well, I agree with the doctor, you know, in the hospital. If he does not make some radical changes, he dang. You know, it's only a question of when, not whether. Now, the radical changes he must take are to quit smoking. There's no such thing as weaning from smoking. You either quit or you don't quit. Number two, he must lose 100 pounds of weight. That is absolutely critical. Without doing those two things, there's no way anything can help him. Everything else is a waste of everybody else's time, money, energy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What he really needs is about a month of intensive 8-hour-a-day retraining of his brain. And, you know, that can be done, but it can't be done at no charge. It would cost him about $15,000 or $16,000. And without doing that, I could tell him what to do. He's on his own, and his chances of making it without a lot of support are almost zero.
Dr. Shuley, the reason this is such an important discussion today is because I don't think my friend is alone. I believe that there are so many people. If you go to the Chinese factory outlet, you'll see it. You'll see, you just don't know their names, but you will see people who have gained more weight than they should have. People who are not in the...
As a matter of fact, it's a minimum of one-third of all Americans who are truly obese, plus another third who are overweight. And the number one cause of premature death today is obesity.
Dr. Shuley, this man explained to me that he's an Englishman and that bread is a staple. And I said, yeah, I know. And it used to be for a lot of people, including me. I mean, it's something that, you know, we grew up with. And I said that it's changed. The wheat has changed. It's not the same thing as it used to be. So because of the Roundup that's used as a drying agent in wheat and the Roundup that's used on our crops, we're slowly being poisoned, but we've got to stop eating wheat. It's a matter of survival. And he explained to me that that's going to be really tough to do, and I said, it is tough to do, but yet it can be done. And
well,
I talked about...
You know, I've done several studies with diabetic neuropathy where the diabetes is already causing serious physical damage. And when I tell them they have to give up bread, they look at me as if I'm trying to take away heroin and just kick them in the gonads.
Well, Dr. Shuley, can you share with us how you did this? How did you get off wheat? As soon as you figured out that this was the source of a big source of our problems with health. What did you do?
I just made a decision to be done, and it was done. I mean, that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, once I know something is dangerous or not good for me, it's done. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to torture myself with it. It's done, like another breath.
Okay.
I mean, in 1970, after learning how much Harvard had lied about sugar, you know, I decided to stop sugar. I stopped. Just like that.
I did, too. Cold turkey. And, you know, it used to be really nice to have a cup of coffee with a little bit of milk in it and you know, a teaspoon of sugar. Not a couple teaspoons or a tablespoon, just one teaspoon. It was really kind of nice. And for, I don't know, how many years, you know, that's kind of a normal thing. It used to be you go to restaurants like one sugar or two sugars or three, you know, in your coffee. I don't know how we got to that point. But so now for years after that, it was cold turkey, no sugar in the coffee. As a matter of fact, and then I went off coffee. You know, I'm in the studio right now and I would have a cup of coffee. And then during the top of the hour break, I'd go and grab another cup of coffee. And why? Because Your throat gets parched when you're talking. Well, I don't do that anymore. Right now I have some herbal tea in front of me. And that's what I've been doing for weeks now.
I don't need
the coffee.
Incidentally, however, I do believe that 1 to 3 cups of coffee a day is actually good for most people. And I'm not saying you have to take it up, you shouldn't, but I do not know of a significant harm from drinking 1 to 3 cups of coffee a day. Now, as you know, I tend to drink almost exclusively Gano coffee, which is half coffee and half reishi mushroom. The mushroom itself is really good for your immune system. And there's only 50 milligrams of caffeine in a cup of Gano coffee, so it's about a third of an average cup of coffee. But I like the taste of it, and I don't think it comes close to the harm of sugar or wheat.
Okay, and Dr. Shuley, is there a particular brand of Gano coffee that you like? Can you get it at at most outlets?
I have seen it only on the internet. I don't know that it happens other places. I've never seen it at a health food store or a regular restaurant.
Okay, I just did a search. There, Gano coffee as low as NevadaCoffee.com, as low as $5.95. I haven't gone to the website, but okay. And then there's some others at about $10 per package. All right, so Gano coffee as a switch from regular coffee. What about some of the drugs that my new friend is taking? He's been taking simvastatin for years, and I said, wow. Get ready for what Dr. Shuley has to say about this.
From my point of view, that's probably almost as bad as smoking. I mean, he's lucky to be alive to be on that drug for this long, and especially with his severe diabetes and his excess weight. My statement, I'll bite your hand off if you try to push one in my mouth.
Right. And you wouldn't take it for $1 trillion?
No. Mm-hmm. Even a quadrillion.
More zeros. So, Dr. Shuley, being on simvastatin, is it something that he should try to wean himself off?
Well, it's possible. Basically, trimethyl glycine, TMG, 2,000 milligrams 3 times a day, and lecithin granules, 2 heaping tablespoons twice a day, most of the time will take care of the cholesterol problem adequately in most people. And he could start on those, and after a week begin to cut the statin drug in half, and after another week cut it out, and then check his cholesterol. On the other hand, if he doesn't quit the smoking and begin a process of reasonable diet, weaning off the statin drug is not as important as quitting smoking and losing weight. I mean, everything is relative, isn't it?
Yes. And I'm concerned about him being on oxygen at home as well.
Well, and smoking. I mean, that's a double hazard. I know they often just put it aside for a few minutes and put it back on. Let's face it. He's made wrong choices for probably 30 years or more. And it's going to take a phenomenal amount of willpower to change.
Well, I'm going to help him with his willpower, see if I can encourage him. In terms of diet, Dr. Shuley, so many of us, and when I say us, I don't mean me necessarily or you. I mean so many people eat these what I call extruded foods, processed foods, and that seems to be what the stores sell. What do you recommend that he switch to immediately to help repair or reverse some of what his body has gone through?
Well, that means to me immediately he eats no packaged food that has anything in it other than one food and maybe a little bit of salt. So if if it's got three or more, three ingredients or more, there's something that's likely to be toxic.
Okay, so that, okay, as I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking kale. So now we have a salad as a big part of a meal, maybe lunch. So we're talking about escarole or romaine, kale, with a little extra virgin olive oil and maybe some balsamic vinegar as
you
a salad
it.
Dressing. Maybe a little bit of cheese, a little bit, not a lot. Some cucumbers, some carrots, bananas
peppers,
as a snack.
Celery, carrot.
Yep. Uh-huh. Okay.
By the way, Vince, I use, because of my own personal choices, a lot of dried goodies. For instance, I have a jar of dried kale from Hoosier Farms. And, you know, a teaspoon of that is equal to a serving of kale. It isn't that I don't like kale. It's just that in order to keep my schedule, I often use things like that to embellish a drink.
Okay. So, dried kale. When we come back, since you've mentioned dried foods, Dr. Shuley, let's talk about things like dried apricots and prunes and apples and some of those that are packaged that have sulfites in them.
Yes.
Yeah. Dr. Shuley's with us. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. N-O-R-M, as in Norman, Shealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Dr. Shealy, we'll get back to our discussion in just a couple of minutes. We have Elaine from Florida. Welcome, Elaine.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You're welcome. You're on the air. Please continue.
Okay. Is Dr. Shealy there?
The question. I'm here. Go for it.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, I've talked to you before in the past. And I'm a nurse. I work in Florida in the winter. I live in Jersey and work in Philadelphia in the summer. I'm a bit of a recluse. I think I'm very intuitive, but I'm afraid of my intuition. And I, like, don't do – I see what the world needs. Anyway, I'm calling because I read about your medical intuitive program, thinking this would probably be very helpful to me. And I always – you know, I'm into get your own act together, but when I – move out to do that, I always end up committed or get involved with someone that I see the beauty in everybody. And I talked to you about that relationship I got in with a purely narcissistic personality. It took me 3 years to untangle myself from it because I see the beauty in these people, but like you said, you can't help them. You could spend your whole life. So I like to take your course. I want to know what the patient, but in it, I have to. I'm on my phone and the materials. You talk about, each session you have to do a report on 10 patients. Does that mean I have to have my own independent practice?
No. I provide the patient names.
Okay. And then, what do I do with the patient names? How do I?
Well, I will send everybody the form. There's a form you need to fill out that. Mm-hmm. Shows whether the patient's dead or alive, what the diagnosis is, or if you don't have, let's say, it is diabetic neuropathy as a diagnosis, then you fill in where on the physical body is a problem, and then there's a physiological cause list of, physiological causes. You have to check that. So you check which physiological cause, which physical location. That's all you need.
But am I contacting these patients or am I?
No. You are sending me the report. I know what the diagnosis is.
Are these these patients somewhere in the coursework or?
Well, each month I send 10 names from patients who've allowed me to submit them for this course.
Okay.
And then all you do is fill out your intuitive answer as to what's wrong with them. And I correct it and, you know, send you out the corrected form when I'm done.
Okay. All right. So it's actually another learning experience, but we're forced to use our own intuition.
Exactly.
So we'll get to know ourselves better. Oh, that sounds great. Thanks for doing this course.
I've been debating it for some time, but I get so many requests, I decided to do it.
Yes. Well, I would talk to you earlier about going up to Missouri to the university and working on a PhD, but I am having a lot of trouble just going back to school, period, because schooling has been such a miscommunication my whole life. You know, I have like I have a postmaster certificate as an NP, and it was like the worst thing that ever happened to me. It was like the Wizard of Oz. The curtain got pulled back, and I said, I can't do this anymore. So, you know, and I know you from when I first started practicing. You were still in neurosurgery, and you wrote a letter about, actually a scathing letter about six surgeries. It's obviously not back pain. Cut this out. I was impressed forever. I followed you for the rest of my career because I was working in neuro in a surgical area. And I kind of moved on, and I'm mostly do medical ICU, but I look at my practice. You know, nursing says I have a unique relationship there that I can, I don't know where the music's coming from.
Well, I'll tell you where it's coming from, Elaine. It's coming from a top of the hour break. And do you have a further question for Dr. Shealy or?
No. We can just let it go there. That's fine.
Okay.
Keep the faith, baby.
And we'd love to see you escape New Jersey and come to Missouri. Elaine, thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Dr. Shealy and I'll be right back. And I've got some questions about dried fruits and sulfur dioxide because asthmatics may have a serious reaction to that. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
432-6433. Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.